with Westy Baba.
Number one.
Hey, I always listen.
Good choice.
Past 7 o'clock on this beautiful Monday. It's the 29th day in March of 2021. You're listening to 88.5 UFM, the new sound of Lagos. This is the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show, where we keep you company as you navigate traffic in the city of Lagos. Okay, all right, time check says 8 past 7, which means it's time for Lagos Assemble. All right, and our topic this evening on Lagos Assemble, we want to talk about the consistent accidents that are caused by tankers in Lagos State. All right, so I'm sure if you are a resident or a citizen of Lagos State, you are well aware of how, you know, rampant we hear news of another fuel tanker possibly, you know, skidding over or bursting into flames, you know, and it seems to always happen on a cycle. And why does it keep happening? Okay, so one, we want to have an opinion poll tonight. Have you ever witnessed a fuel tanker accident live? Have you ever? Or do you know what caused it? Or have you ever seen a fuel tanker like fall off a bridge or collide with other vehicles on the road? If you've had this first-hand experience, call us. So we want to hear from you. We place it like Otedola Bridge and Ojuelegba Surulere Bridge repeatedly being locations for this fuel tanker accidents. Why does it keep happening, and why haven't the government flagged these areas as hotspots for that kind of incident and then forestall it happening again? What can the government do? What laws can be passed to protect civilians and commuters on the road? We want to talk about all this and more. It's a very interactive show, Lagos Assemble. You can call us. You can send in your messages. Just be a part of the conversation. Call us on 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. You can also shoot us a WhatsApp message on 0915 or 410-2885. Social media, yes, you can. Tweet at us at 885_UFM. Just use the hashtag Lagos Assemble. All right, let's get this conversation going. Now, Lagos Assemble, the consistent accidents caused by tankers in Lagos State is our topic. Call us, be a part of the conversation. Let's do a little music. When we come back, we'll delve more into it. All righty now, welcome back. It's Lagos Assemble on the Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show. Time check, it's 14 minutes past 7 o'clock this beautiful Monday. What we're talking about on Lagos Assemble this evening are the consistent accidents caused by tankers in Lagos State. Okay, we want to run an opinion poll as well with this topic. We want to find out if you, listening, if you've ever witnessed a fuel tanker accident, you know, and if you know what caused the accident, so you can give us, you know, a first-hand perspective or account, as it were. All right, and we also want to find out with places like Otedola Bridge or Jelagba Surulere Bridge repeatedly being the locations for these accidents, why does it keep happening? Why why haven't we found ways to forestall it from happening? I want to ask those questions and much more. A very interactive show. Call us. Send in your messages, please. The number to call is 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885. If you want to send us a WhatsApp message, the number to do that is 0915-410-2885. Now, here's a message from Kunle from Surulere. The first time I noticed this was in 2015 when I was in the emergency ward in Randall Hospital. At about 2 a.m., I woke up to people being wheeled in with burn marks all over their bodies. Was told a tanker fell off the Ojuelegba Bridge at the time. And it has happened almost annually since then. I don't even understand why this keeps happening. It does not make any sense. Yes, it makes absolutely no sense for it to keep happening. Yes, we understand there are accidents, but if, you know, they keep occurring, then it's no more accidental, right? It means you're just allowing it to happen. I know there was a time when tankers were asked to only move at certain times of the day. I don't think that's in full effect now. I'm not too sure about that because I see tankers move, you know, morning, afternoon, middle of the night or whatnot. And even at night, a lot of these tankers don't even have, you know, they don't have a lot of the features that should make them safe for the road. One, no brake lights, you know, there's smoke pluming out, you know, and obscuring the visibility for people coming behind. It's, you know, it's a whole thing. And if these vehicles are such death traps, then a little more attention should be put in them than last smart people trying to stop people from, okay, I'm just saying. 0700-123-885-885 or 01-280-2885 to call in to share your thoughts. And if you want to send a WhatsApp message, 0915-410-2885. Alrighty now, it's about what, 28 minutes past the 7 o'clock, which means we have about two or so more minutes left in it, in a Lagos Assemble, on a Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show. The topic tonight has been a very important one, possibly not resolved as quickly as we would have hoped. We're talking about the consistent accidents caused by tankers in Lagos State. All right, so the question is on everybody's mind is, or everybody's lips, why does this keep happening? If we know that this, you know, can happen at certain hotspots, or, you know, there's a tendency for this to happen at certain times of the day, you know, if we know all the factors, why do we look away until it happens again? We would hope that the Lagos State government, because, you know, everybody says don't put everything on the government to do. But this one is a government thing. You know, I don't think citizens can step out into the streets and start controlling fuel tankers from passing certain parts or, you know, doing whatnot. That's not how it works. This is a government thing. OK, laws have to be passed. Edicts. We have to have a stronger hold on this, because if it keeps happening, it means that it's just basic stupidity. Because if you know that this happens because of certain factors, what you do is you mitigate those factors so that it doesn't happen as often. So we hope that that would be the case. And as we move on, Lagos State would have less and less of these fuel tanker incidents. It's a hope, it's a prayer, but it's also something we can demand for, because that's why we put those people in power, right? Right. It's exactly 7:30, which means we're done and dusted with Lagos Assembled this evening. But, you know, we can continue the conversation if you want to. Take it to social media on Twitter and Instagram. You'll find us at 885_UFM. You can use the hashtag Lagos Assemble. You can find me on Instagram at Westybaba. That's Westybaba. The Touchdown Lagos Drive Time Show continues. We've still got so much more lined up for you.
Sick beats, wicked vibes, fun. Only on 88.5 UFM.